A63, number 27A.
We just make a few further examples of days and numerals. If we come to, we are in spirit, we had development, unfoldment, typical for days of creation. Order, we had as a numerals of infinity. Sequence, which is also a kind of order, would be typical for days of creation. What about substance? Numeral, yes. Reality? Numeral. Purity? Yes. That has much more a sense of, what is purity? It's opposite of impurity, yes. Yeah. So if you add purification, the day, anyway, so, yes. We go further, say, to some in soul, what is identity, numeral, yes. What is changelessness?
That would be without change.
Without change, yes. Well, it's much more, it seems much more to be a numeral, huh? Yes. What about, we come to very difficult ones, like definite. We have it as day, definite. Because definite is something you make definite, Whereas what is the numeral that corresponds to define and make definite? Identity, Yes. Resurrection? Typically day, yes. Let's take some of principle, system. Numeral, That's very clear, Numeral. If you take absolute, yes. If you take interpretation, day. Why is it the day of creation? Interpretation. Beg your pardon? Time sense. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. It's a breaking up of something, Interpretare, to break up something. Yes. You ask about spiritual power. Spiritual power numeral or a day? That's an honest answer. That's an honest answer. Actually, I think that's an attitude or a criticism or attitude that one hears quite a bit. It's it doesn't always seem to be so clear, his distinction between days and numerals. And I think this is one. That one feels that spiritual power, is it a day or is it a numeral?
Would it be like a translated quality, like whiskey?
Yes, I think it is. You see, that's why I put it under the days, because spiritual power would be exercising a power over something, See? In order to demonstrate something, a power, that spiritual power is something over, and gives at once a sense of a realm sense, a space sense. Beg your pardon?
You don't think of it in terms of an essence or not necessarily a demonstration over or a power over something, but as power and absolute quality?
Yes. When it's power as an absolute quality, you see, he had it on the mind as a numeral. power as this. But we could see that she uses that term, spiritual power, for the power of demonstration. You remember in the third degree, in wisdom, purity, spirit, and the spiritual power, it had there that connotation of we using that spiritual power, the spiritual power in us for demonstrating something. So it had, yes?
Then it very much depends on the context, how a term is used, because we have difficulty to define a single term.
Yes.
So we have to see in which context it
is used. Yes, in which context it's used, but I think he was thinking of that third degree.
You list them all. All the third degree words are listed.
All the third degree are listed in the days, yes.
The whole third degree would be the context then.
Yes, yes, yes.
In other words, what Anna Maria is saying is that there are other times when you would put it under numeral.
Maybe.
With spiritual power, you know, as you said, you see, power per se is that's very clear. That's a numeral. That's something that exists in being. That being is a power. Or we wouldn't have movement and things like that. But spirit, the rendering spiritual power as a specific expression for using the divine power to demonstrate something is it would be a days of creation. The numeral two days for spiritual power, it's quite interesting that he put it one, the one. You know, he has it on page 47. He gives these contrasts, and he says, in principle, the days of creation is spiritual power, but from the point of view of the numerals, it is just the one, which does not need to demonstrate something. If we go to life, what is exaltation? A day. What is immortality? What is method? Numeral. What is inspiration? Day. Yeah. Do you say that because you have a nice list where you look at it, or because you know it?
Yeah, I'd like an explanation of the method on the numeral.
Yes.
It's a scientific term or a term that involves the
yes.
Scientific procedure.
Mm-hmm. Again, it's a scientific procedure, and therefore you could feel that it has to do with the days of creation. It is also to be regarded as a scientific method, as a scientific tool, and everything that has to do with a scientific tool, like law, order, rule, system, are tools of being, tools of isness. It is not so much the method is not so much saying how the method runs, much more that we have to tackle something with a method, that there are many methods that science can use. And according to the method, you have a quicker or a result or so. So that would perhaps be a questionable one. Yes. If we take truth, what is ideal? Numeral. What is affirmative? Truth is affirmative. Why?
Time.
Why is there a time in it if truth is affirmative? Could we try and see what is the numeral to this day, to this affirmative sense as a day, what would be the corresponding numeral sense?
Would it be the ideal?
The idea, if it is affirmative, perhaps consciousness, huh? Because if you have truth consciousness, you don't need to affirm. You see, you don't need to affirm it. It's a state of being, huh? State of knowing the truth. Whereas affirming means apparently you have to make an effort to affirm it. It's not the state of thing that you know, huh? Say, we don't have to affirm that 2 and 2 is 4. You see, we don't, huh? Facts, yes?
He says consciousness is correspondent to manhood.
So what does he say?
Consciousness, he says,
yeah.
Is correspondent to manhood.
Yes.
And affirmative would correspond to fact.
Yes. Facts. Well, whatever you like, to me it would be... What means affirmative? You make up your mind that something that has not been affirmed, you are going to say, this is so, this is factual, yeah, you would say. Huh? I affirm my facts. Huh? But with a consciousness of truth, you don't have to affirm. You are the knowledge of it. Huh? We don't have to affirm that 2 and 2 is 4. We know it. Huh? All right, you can say it's a mathematical fact. Huh? And you do that if you have the consciousness of truth. Yes?
When we say last year that consciousness is the affirmation of the fact?
Consciousness is anyway knowing the facts. Huh? Else, does not even to affirm it. Affirm is a typical days of creation, because you say, if I don't affirm it, they are not. Huh? They are not working, or they are not operative, or something like that. I have to affirm it. Huh? Which, I hope I don't forget this very important point as we go on. What about... love, when we come to love, what is peace, what is rest? It's a day of creation. Yes. What is plain? Numeral. You see, there too you could say, well, but plain is something that has to do with a space sense, you know, goes all over your universe, goes all over your life or so. But it's actually saying that at every moment of your life, you are in the plane. Huh? Therefore, what would be a day sense? A day sense in love? What is perfection? What is perfection? Day or numeral? Numeral, what is fulfillment? Typical day, huh? Here we have two terms that we use very often with love, fulfillment and perfection. We see that we use here a day as fulfillment and perfection as a numeral.
Hmm? Where would objective and subjective stand in the criterion? Some of these are objective, that are under, at least some of them, as we were talking about, under day, and some are subjective. But would that stand as a criterion?
I think that category is not clear enough. We would have to say, is it divinely subjective and divinely objective? Is it humanly subjective? Is it humanly objective? We would have to make at least those four categories in order to distinguish it. But the point I said before, I don't have to forget, is naturally now the most important one, namely the impact on the practice. Hmm? What would we feel what the days of creation, what place value they take in the practice. Is it what kind of a level of practice are the days of creation? What kind of a level of practice are the numerals of infinity?
The days of creation would be on the Christian Science level.
Yes. And?
And I think that the numerals of infinity would be on the absolute Christian level.
Well, that's saying a lot, huh? What do you feel? What kind of atmosphere do the days of creation constitute? Is it an atmosphere of absoluteness or of no? Huh? Therefore, you can see that therefore the numerals of infinity would be those which you would use mostly when you have the practice from the standpoint of science. Whereas the days of creation, is that science? Is that, if you use them in science, is that science or what is it? Huh? Well, it's metaphysics. You use them usually in the line of metaphysics. Whereas, so you can see, it's important to have a good feel about the difference between the days of creation and the numerals of infinity, because as long as we are working with the days of creation, we know that we are working in the metaphysical realm with metaphysics, which is quite good, but is not really the acme of practice. The moment we come to the practice from the standpoint of science, actually, there you have the numerals of infinity, which, I have to be careful what I say, which naturally, in the practice, will translate itself, you see, to the days of creation. That's quite true. And that's what we'll see next year, too, that the Christ starts out from the absolute standpoint, but will always has its impact on the third degree and bring forth the third degree, which we have seen here are days of creation. So you see now the difference. Mrs. Eddy said at the end of the days of creation that the days of creation, so to say, melt into numerals of infinity. Yes? That these days, that the numerals of infinity called 7 days, can never be reckoned anymore according to the calendar of time. They can no more be reckoned as the first day, second day, third day, fourth day, fifth day, sixth day, seventh day. There is no more the days of creation, when we develop them, we come to a point where it makes click and we have the link to the absolute sense of the numerals of infinity, where something within us says, but this creative order and sequence has really never gone on in being. Being just doesn't know it. That must have gone on in our consciousness. We, as human, have somehow ascended the ladder. It's the ascending thought. That was, you remember we had the days of creation as an ascending thought, going higher and higher. These are the expression that Mrs. Eddy uses in the 7 days of creation. Going higher and higher, we see that we can't go higher and higher in being. Being has not an up and down, not a higher and a lower. Being is isness. There is no comparison of beginning and end, no comparison of higher and lower, so that we see that through the 7 days of creation, we come to the point, at the point of love, that we touch the numerals of infinity, namely where something within us says, oh, all that what seemed to have gone on as an ascending order is actually not an ascending order. It's actually only human translation or translation to the human of something that existed since time immemorial, the numerals of infinity. So the days of creation melt into the numerals of infinity. Next year we will see that the numerals of infinity will always have within themselves the power of the Christ translation and translate the numerals of infinity right down to the human and bring forth in the human again the days of creation, like in the third degree. We have seen that those qualities of the third degree, I think you said it, I wasn't aware of it, are actually all, in John Dolis' category, all under the days of creation. So with the Christ we start out from the point of view of absolute standpoint, therefore we have the method of science and not of metaphysics, but translating itself right down to divine metaphysics in the third degree. That's what the Bible said, that he saw the angels ascending and descending, both ways. That's the Word and the Christ. Ascending the Word and descending the Christ. And then finally, naturally, we come to another point where the New Testament didn't see men descending and ascending, but it says, I came down. How does John, that he came down?
Nobody could come down.
Who was not going up. The Son, yeah. Even the Son of God who is in heaven. Huh? Something like that. Yeah. Nothing has come down from heaven that has not ascended to heaven. Huh? Even the Son of God that is in heaven. Huh? That does not need to go down nor up. Yeah. That's the point then where we touch Christianity, namely the idea fully reflected. That does not need to be built up in consciousness, nor does it need to be translated again to the human, but where the idea really remains in the realm of reality. Yes, Judy?
It shows so beautifully how nothing is isolated. We can't say, here are the days of creation over here and the numerals over here. It all flows together and works beautifully so that we can have that sense that nothing, no part of our idea is ever isolated anywhere without the ability to be translated or ascended or whatever it
means. Yes, yes. Quite right. So we learn more and more, that not only the ideas blend, but also whole standpoints and categories begin to blend. Yes. Yes. Yeah, Emma?
I have need of clarification on the days of creation. You did not say that the days of creation are below the chart, did you?
No. They are all on the level of Christian science, but the point that may not be clear is that when we talk about the level of Christian science, that level can be viewed from an absolute standpoint. That does not mean absolute Christian science, but from an absolute standpoint and from a relative standpoint. Like the days of creation is from a relative standpoint. You climb up the ladder. You build up your consciousness through the days of creation. But that does not mean that the level of Christian science only has a relative standpoint. It has also an absolute standpoint. You can also work from the synonymous term mind, spirit, soul, principle, life, truth, and love. The level of Christian science only has wants to show that whatever you do, either from the relative or absolute standpoint, must always have a relationship to the human. So that even if we work from mind, from spirit, from soul, principle, life, truth, and love, you have to see how that has an impact on the human or on error. And not just leave it in the absolute. Yes? So don't think that that the level of Christian Science is a relative standpoint. It isn't at all. It isn't at all. It only has a way to the absolute, but also the absolute has a translating power to the human and to the material. That's why when you have to deal with a situation in a healing case, which has to do, say, with the material or erroneous state of things, that you deal with it from the point of view of the synonymous term, from the absolute standpoint, but seeing the laws that act between the absolute and its impact on the erroneous. Just as we have seen it yesterday in those questions, that they always would show that truth has a relationship, and that because that truth can destroy error, because error is a belief, and if we exchange belief for the divine mind, truth can destroy error. Yes. All right, is that more or less clear about the difference between numerals and days of creation? Yes?
I have one question. She uses her words very carefully, and in line 12 on page 20, she says, these days will appear. Why doesn't she say these numerals will appear?
You see, what she means, the sentence before is that she equates the numerals of infinity called 7 days. So they appear now as numerals. The day appears now as a numeral. So the first day of let there be light is no more seeking. Huh? Seeking would be days of creation or numeral. Days of creation. Let there be light appears now as intelligence. So it begins to appear as a numeral. Yes, it's a numeral. Yeah. Yeah. So the first day, you see, can be a day, but it also can be a numeral. Namely, mind that says, I'm intelligence. Huh? The second day that says, I'm spirit. Huh? That's a numeral. From the point of view of day, it says, I separate. That's a numeral. That's a day, sorry. Yeah? See? So each day, because it's the word order, can symbolize the 7 synonymous term, and therefore the numerals of infinity, but it also can symbolize the days of creation. It only is a question of your standpoint.